The sports world is mourning the loss of Dean Smith, the dean of college basketball coaches. He died Saturday at 83. Smith is best known for coaching players like Michael Jordan and James Worthy, grooming them for the NBA. At age 19, Jordan hit the game winner, introducing himself to the basketball world and winning a national championship for the University of North Carolina and coach Dean Smith.
The time, 18. Shot, Jordan! Michael Jordan,
14 seconds.
Look for Sleepy Floyd. Look.
Oh, he threw it to the wrong man. He threw it to Worthy.
It's over. It's over.
Memorable sound there. When Dean Smith retired in 1997, he'd won 879 games, more than any other coach in Division I history at the time. But with his trademark humility, he gave the credit to everyone else.
Thank you. I said the staff, but we started out with Betsy Terrell, one secretary, and a fantastic one. And Kay Thomas came aboard, Linda Woods, Angela Lee.
Dean Smith's story goes much deeper than basketball. He recruited North Carolina's first African-American player, Charles Scott. And he's credited with helping desegregate restaurants in Chapel Hill by eating with black church members, daring servers to refuse them. On All Things Considered yesterday, Washington Post columnist John Feinstein remembered talking to Smith about this.
And I asked him about it because it was his minister who told me the story. And he said, I wish Reverend Seymour hadn't told you that. And I said, Dean, why? Why would you want that? You should be proud of being involved in something like that. And he looked at me and he said, John, you should never be proud of doing the right thing. You should just do the right thing.
Dean Smith was an outspoken critic of the Vietnam War. He lobbied against the death penalty and nuclear proliferation. He even received the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2013. Former UNC players say he taught them lessons that still guide them today.
There's not a part of my life that hasn't been influenced by him, by the things that he said, by the things that were taught, by the way that he walked. There's not a decision that I make that is not filtered through, what do I think Coach Smith would do?
That's former North Carolina Tar Heel Hubert Davis remembering Coach Dean Smith, who died on Saturday.